Chapter 3. Like any profession, you'll need to learn some skills. I hope by now I've been successful at convincing you that network marketing is a better way. I hope I've also gotten the point across, if you're going to be involved, it's best to become a professional. The next step is recognizing that you'll need to learn some skills. But before we get to those skills, let me give you some good news. Unlike most professions, you're not going to need a lot of money for your education. You won't have to take out student loans, and you can actually earn while you're learning. In addition, this profession isn't biased. In fact, it's the most equal opportunity in the world. Your background, experience, contacts, age, race, or gender aren't going to be factors in your ability to learn the skills to go pro. And finally, this isn't complicated. The skills necessary to grow a large and successful business are extremely learnable, and you're going to have a surprising number of people financially motivated to help you learn them. There are three primary elements to your network marketing business. First, you have the company's products. If some people are successful in marketing those products and you're not, it isn't the product's fault. In other words, everyone in your company has the same products to offer to the public. Second, you have the company's compensation plan. If some people are making a lot of money and you're not, it isn't the compensation plan's fault. There isn't one plan for men and one for women. There isn't one plan for different age groups or educational backgrounds or for the color of your skin. The compensation plan is the same for everyone. The third element is the most important, and that element is you. You are really the only variable. Everyone has the same product and the same compensation plan, but you're going to be the difference between success and failure. That means right here and right now, you need to take responsibility for your network marketing business. Decide today never to blame anyone or anything else for your lack of results. In fact, in network marketing, there's something of an epidemic going on. People just love to blame their upline, the people above them in the structure, for all of their problems. If my upline did this for me or did that for me, everything would be better. If you're committed to building a large and successful organization, I'd encourage you to do something important. I'd like you to say goodbye to your upline. Call them up and say something like, "I want to thank you for this opportunity. I appreciate it. Getting into business for myself was important, and I appreciate you introducing me to a company that you believe in and that I now believe in as well. But from now on, when it comes to building my business, I'm going to use you as a resource, but never as an excuse. I may call on you from time to time. If you're available, that's great. If you're not, that's okay too. I'm going to build my business, and I understand one thing. It begins and ends with me." Everything changes when you take full responsibility for your network marketing career. Would it surprise you to know that there are only 7 fundamental skills necessary to build a huge business in network marketing? 7, not 70. Each one's fairly basic, but it always amazes me how little effort people put into learning them. If a college course were offered on network marketing, it would be one of the easiest classes to take. It's not rocket science, but you'll be happy to know it's one of the highest paid skill sets in the world. Let's explore each of them together. Chapter 4, Skill Number 1, Finding Prospects. When people look at network marketing, one of their big questions is, "Do I know anybody?" They believe if they know a lot of people, they can have lots of success. And if they don't know a lot of people, they don't have a chance. It sounds logical, but it's just not true. As I mentioned in Chapter 2, there are 3 kinds of people in network marketing: posers, amateurs, and professionals. When it comes to finding prospects, the posers will make a mental list of 3 or 4 or 5 people they hope will join their business, and their entire future is based upon the response of those few people. If they're lucky enough to get one of them, they can extend the life of their career for a short time. They might even make another mental list of 3 or 4 people. Hopefully, they'll eventually decide to stop being a poser and upgrade to the amateur ranks. Would it surprise you to know that approximately 80% of all the people who join network marketing approach the task of building a business as posers? It's true. 8 out of 10 distributors first approach their business with a poser mentality. They make a small mental list and see what happens. They never set out to develop the necessary skills. Your job is to make sure you're not one of them and to help your team do the same. Educate people. Help them understand how powerful this opportunity can be if they treat it with respect. For the posers, their only real chance is luck. And that luck had better happen fast. The second group is the amateurs. Instead of a small mental list, these people make a written list, which is a step in the right direction. Let's say they make a list of 100 prospects. They charge out there with excitement, but not a lot of skill. They begin prospecting, and their list begins to diminish. As it grows smaller and smaller, their anxiety grows higher and higher. Their biggest fear is running out of people to talk to. I know that was my biggest fear. In my early 20s, my list wasn't anything to brag about. As I mentioned before, I tried to use my parents' contacts at the beginning, and it didn't take long for me to run out of names. Soon, everyone in my world knew what I was doing and had either said yes or no. It was scary. I felt like if I didn't find some great people from my list and find them soon, I was going to fail in this business. It never occurred to me that finding quality people to prospect was a skill. Up until this point in my career, I always viewed the list as the ticket to wealth. If you had a good list, you'd succeed. And if you had a bad one, you either had to get lucky or you'd fail. When I came to my defining moment and committed to become a professional, I began to study the people who'd built large and successful organizations. I found that the professionals approached finding people to talk to as one of their core skills. It was part of their job to find new people. They weren't interested in luck. They weren't worried about running out of people. They developed the skill to make sure that never happened. The professionals started with a written list, but then they made the focused commitment to never stop adding to the list. They created something called an active candidate list. And I'm going to show you how to do the same thing. One of the people who taught me how to do this well was Harvey McKay, author of the huge best-selling book, How to Swim with the Sharks Without Being Eaten Alive. Harvey is a good friend, and he's also one of the best networkers in the world. I once asked him how he built such a large and influential list of friends. He told me at the age of 18, his father sat him down and said, "Harvey, starting today and for the rest of your life, I want you to take every person you meet, get their contact information, and find a creative way to stay in touch." He's done that for over 60 years. And today, his list of friends totals more than 12,000 people. And these just aren't social media friends. They're real friends. And I consider myself fortunate to be one of them. If you want to master this skill, follow these four simple steps. Step one, make your list as comprehensive as possible. Include every person you can think of, every person. It doesn't matter if you think they are a prospect or not. Your database will be one of your most important assets. Everyone goes on the list. If they're negative, put them on your list. If you hate them, put them on your list. If they're your best friend, put them on your list. If they said, "I'll never be involved in network marketing," put them on your list. If they're 98 years old, put them on your list. If they're 18 years old, put them on your list. It's important to do this because as you empty your mind out on paper, it will make more room for new contacts to find room in there. When you write down your nephew, you begin to think about the circle of people around your nephew. All of these connections will become apparent to you as you make your list more and more comprehensive. Think about everything, every organization you've ever been involved in, every group you've ever been a part of, everything you've ever done. If you do this right, it'll end up being hundreds and hundreds and maybe even thousands of people. You're not required to prospect everyone on your list. That's up to you. But it's extremely important to do the work necessary to truly capture your network on paper. Step two. Have you heard of the concept that we're all only six contacts away from any person in the world? 6 degrees of separation? I'm not sure if that's a myth or if it's true, but I believe in the concept. So step two is looking at your list and thinking about the people they know. The second degree of separation. Chances are you'll know most of them also. Think about members of your family. Who do they know? Add them to your list. Think about your friends. Who do they know? Add them to your list. Think about all the relationships in your life. Who do they know? Add them to your list. Don't worry about what you're going to do with this list yet. We'll talk about that a bit later. Just keep building it. Step three, constantly expand your list. This is why the professionals call this an active candidate list. It never stops growing. The pros have a goal to add at least two people to their list every single day. They may not prospect them, but as Harvey McKay's father said, they go on the list, and you should find a creative way to stay in touch. Harvey's book, Dig Your Well Before You're Thirsty, deals with this concept. If you think about this as a core skill, you realize it isn't very hard. You come into contact with people every day. Just add them to your list. You meet people through online social media. Add them to your list. You do business with new people. Add them to your list. My friend Jordan Adler is the author of Beach Money, and he's also a seven-figure-a-year earner in network marketing. He's a master at step three. He just lives his life and is always making new friends. And if you look at his business, almost all of the people he's recruited into his huge organization are people he didn't know before he started his network marketing business. He's a pro. Professionals develop a higher level of awareness. They pay attention to the world. They know they'll be introduced to new people all the time. Posers and amateurs don't even notice. They just go through their day saying, "What people? I don't see any people." How hard would it be to raise your awareness and add two new people a day to your list? Think about it. If you did that 6 days a week, that is over 600 new people a year. Do that for 5 years and it's over 3,000 people. Can you see why professionals don't worry about running out of people to talk to? Please understand, I'm not saying you should assault these people with your pitch the moment you're introduced. Some people in network marketing make that mistake, and it's not good. Just add them to your list, make friends, develop a connection, and when the time is right, you can help them understand what you have to offer. Step four, network on purpose. Professionals network on purpose. It's hard to meet new people if you're hiding from the world. Get out there, have some fun, join a new gym, have fun with a new hobby. Volunteer for a cause that's important to you. Find places and organizations where you can meet new people. Not only will it be good for your business, but you'll also make some great friends.